rest of the story. The island's first white population was comprised of a handful who were banished there. So you could say its government was born in strife. And still more than two centuries passed before the island went to war with one another. The matter that divided them was democracy. It was a quarrel over who and how many had a say in the island's affairs. According to the old ways, only men who owned a substantial piece of the island were permitted to vote on any issue, but there was an upstart named Thomas Dorr, D-O-R-R, who dared suggest that all men on the island, regardless of their possessions, be granted the right to vote. Well, a member of the island's ruling council, Dorr tried for 7 years to change the elders' minds on the subject, and yet failing in that, this rebel at heart turned, as rebels do, to action. First, he stirred those who shared his objectives to assemble their numbers, and he was encouraged. They drafted a brand new constitution for the island government, the People's Constitution, he called it, and then he and his followers got the document brought to a general vote, and with the decision now in the hands of a much enlarged electorate, not only did the islanders accept it, but they embraced him, Thomas Dorr, as their new leader. Who was not prepared to accept all of this was their old leader, Samuel King. And since by King's reckoning, Thomas Dorr was no more than a rabble-rouser and an outlaw, a separate election was promptly held, one in which, as before, only landowners could vote, and predictably Samuel King's leadership was restored, and the first order of business was to declare the People's Constitution invalid. Well, to Thomas Dorr, that meant war. He told his followers that only if he could seize King's stored weapons could he possibly take the island by force. So they got up a people's army. They marched on Samuel King's arsenal. But the forces of Thomas Dorr were repelled. And surely it made a difference that among the defenders were Dorr's uncle and his father. Samuel King wasted no time, then, in crushing the burgeoning rebellion. Mobilizing an army of his own, he pursued and subdued the champions of the People's Constitution. Thomas Dorr was chased into hiding, and when he emerged, he was arrested and pronounced guilty of high treason and sentenced to life imprisonment. Some people live on a lonely island. Those were the words of lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II. But the land that you have just visited was and is an island in name only. Actually, not an island at all. And today, every adult there is allowed to vote. And yet in 1842, it's two legislatures, it's two constitutions, it's two governors, and it's two armies clashed over opposing ideals, and thus comprised our nation's first civil war on a battlefield called Rhode Island. And now you know the rest of the story.